Well, big events, big events. Well, the Bible is just full of big, big events. And we've been looking at some of them, haven't we? As we've been going along. I don't know when we began this series, months and months ago. But we're looking on with the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ at the moment. His coming, no bigger event than that. His dying on the cross, no bigger event than that. His resurrection. And we've seen, haven't we, that he's now ascended into heaven. That we looked at his coronation last week, how he's now set at the right hand of God and reigning. Oh, and how he's reigning. We thought a little bit about that last week. But I must tell you this morning about a big event that followed on from the fact that he is now at the right hand of God. That was a big issue, wasn't it, in the days immediately after his ascension into heaven, gone from sight in that way. There were the apostles and all the other disciples, the followers of the Lord Jesus in Jerusalem. And they've been told to wait and expect something to happen. A promise that the Lord Jesus had made to his apostles, but really that promise had implications for all believers who would believe in him. And that promise was that the Holy Spirit would come upon the apostles. And there's some unique parts of what that meant for them. But actually, in a measure, that was coming upon all believers beyond anything that had been known throughout the Old Testament, the Old Covenant time. And so they were told then, and that was for then, they were to wait in Jerusalem. So that's where this promise very, very obviously, very, very particularly would be fulfilled. And it would show, amongst other things, that the Lord Jesus Christ truly is both Lord and Christ, that God has appointed him to be sat at his right hand. And one of the reasons that you'll be able to see that that is true is because the Holy Spirit would be sent from heaven. And because the Lord Jesus Christ had gone to heaven, that is a big, big part of why now the Holy Spirit had been sent. Because it was a promise that had been given to the Lord Jesus as he came into the world, that he should be rewarded, being set at the right hand of God, and part of that reward would be that he would ask the Father would pour out, Father and the Son in that way, pour out the Holy Spirit upon the church. And so one day, we're all out of kilter here, aren't we? This is the day of Pentecost. We're not even at Easter, are we? But here we are. This was the next big event that followed the coronation of the Lord Jesus Christ. His exaltation to the right hand of God. That God in part showed why he was so pleased with his son and what he had done. That his son should have this privilege being able to ask the Father and then the Holy Spirit should be poured out upon that first group of believers, the apostles in particular. And it was spectacular, wasn't it? The day of Pentecost was so, so spectacular. You just could not miss that something was happening here. The people were amazed, weren't they? The apostles, tongues of fire on their heads, this mighty rushing wind. People thinking, what is this? And rushing to find out what was going on themselves up in this upper room where all this action was taking place. And seeing the apostles with these tongues of fire and hearing them speaking in languages. Not their own language, not Galilean, this isn't Aramaic. This is languages of all the other nations who just so happened to be in Jerusalem for the day of Pentecost. And those people who are used to having to have it sort of translated, please, into Aramaic so we can understand what's going on here or into Hebrew, they're hearing it in their own language, straightforward from all of these men who'd never learned any of those languages, and now they are declaring there. Great wonders of God. Those great wonders really would have been what then followed by way of the sermon that Peter preached, which was all about the Lord Jesus Christ. This is why this is happening, because he's at the right hand of God. This was promised, and it actually tells us a lot of things about him, and we should believe in him. Of course, that's what happened on the day of Pentecost. Many people believed in him. So that was a big event. It was a big event for the apostles. They were never going to be the same again. Their work now just moved forward into a whole new sphere. Now, Forget the high priest, forget the temple, forget all the old covenant things. God is now speaking through these messengers. They're going to be writing all the things that we've got here in our New Testament. Pay attention to them. And this was promising us beyond. But of course, with all these other nations there, and they're hearing all these things in their own language, that God was looking beyond just Israel, looking beyond to the ends of the earth, that he was now speaking to them, and he was going to call in a people from all of those places. They would, all of them, when they believed, receive the same Holy Spirit, and they would be filled with joy and the wonder at what the Lord Jesus Christ had done. So, big event. And the effects of that, well, is continuing to this day. And what started then, and the mission to the world, this extra power and this extra dimension of grace within the soul of every believer, not just apostles, but every believer. We are beyond even the great saints that the Old Testament had, having this measure of the Holy Spirit, and the power to live holy lives, and the power to understand things that they just longed to be able to see, but didn't. We've got them. We've got the New Testament. We've got Christ's finished ministry to wonder at. The Holy Spirit is given to us that we might indeed wonder at him and absolutely take delight in all those big events that he's already accomplished. So there we have it. Weeks before Easter, we've already done the day of Pentecost. Well, look at that. But that's the big event. And it follows directly on the Lord Jesus Christ being brought up through the clouds into heaven to reign and rule for his people. And his reign, of course, is through and by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's it, his Spirit in us. So it's not somebody else, the Holy Spirit, who does something completely different and all a bit different this. No, he's bringing the things of Christ, just making them real to us, special to us, making us do things because of that. And that is indeed a big event. We're still working out just what it did here, 2,000 or so years later. Well, we'll leave that there. Come back again, God willing, next week. And just look at a few more big events before this series finishes. Well, to just cement some of those thoughts in our minds, hymn number 269, Christ above all glory seated, 269.